And so we want to basically give you thought-provoking ideas and concepts to think about so that you can understand, hey, I really need to get good professional help to make good choices for my family.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Well, welcome into the first episode of the Retirement Cafe podcast. I'm Ben George. I'm joined by Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. They're both certified financial planners at Avery Wealth. And today we're kind of launching this podcast with a little different idea. Rather than all of our financial conversations we're going to get into and retirement planning and that sort of thing as we move forward with the podcast, today I just want to kind of get to know Dan and Brent and the business itself and kind of find out what their idea for this podcast is and just kind of get you a little information on these guys before we really kick it off and really get an introduction to who they are. So let me welcome you guys in. Today, we're just going to talk about your business first off. I want to get to know about you two personally a little bit and then also kind of lay out the goals for the podcast and kind of who we want to be listening, who you expect to be listening to the show as we go along. So I want to welcome you in. How are you guys doing?
Great. Really
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, we're super excited, Ben. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm excited about it, too. I'm looking forward to working with you guys along the way and along this journey. So let me just start off with the business and talk about that a little bit, because that's what you guys are all about. I mean, this is why we're here. You have Avery Wealth there in Michigan and have your office in Jackson and serve a lot of people in that area. What, first off, does it mean to you guys to be a financial planner and to take on that role day to day?
Yeah, I think for me personally, it's just the fact that we live in such a complicated world. And really, when you think about money and all the choices around money that we have today, being able to really help people make great decisions and really give them peace of mind around what they're doing is kind of what it's about for me personally.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Dan. I mean, I think that we want to think about things. I mean, obviously, your investments are super, super important, and that's the foundation of which everything else is built on. But planning goes far beyond that, and we'll get into a lot of those areas as well as we progress through this podcast.
So how did you guys get in business together? Have you always worked together? How did Avery Wealth come about?
Well, Avery Wealth actually started back around 2003, 2004, and it was me. I was actually an insurance agent for a big insurance company and decided it just wasn't the path I wanted to take. And my brother was actually, older brother was already a certified financial planner, and he really helped me kind of get the business started. He was in a different town, came in and helped me get going. And so I progressed on that path for the next several years. And I think it was about 2013, Brent, that you came on board. And Brent and I actually grew up together. So we've known each other since high school.
Yeah, way, way back.
Got in a little trouble.
Yeah, probably have some stories, right?
But he had run a cell phone business, and so it was an opportunity for him to kind of change paths, and so that's when he joined us.
Well, that's awesome. That's pretty cool that you guys have worked together and know each other going so far back. I'm sure that's a pretty cool relationship to have. When you guys work with clients, what does that process look like for you? What does that financial planning truly look like for the people that you're working with?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing for us is Brent and I are both very process-driven, and I think for most people that helps them get through the process. If you look at a lot of the studies that have been done, people are a little anxious about talking to an advisor or a planner. I think a lot of it is they don't really know what to expect and they don't want to be sold something. And so being really process-driven, where we just kind of take it, you know, one piece at a time and work through things like, hey, how do your investments look currently? You know, once you get that kind of figured out, what are some of the areas around planning that you can start focusing on to really make big improvements? And just take baby steps so that you can actually, you know, progress down that path slowly, but at the same time, get things done.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the reason why we wanted to have this introduction too, so people can kind of get to know you guys. I know you want to build a relationship with your advisor. That's such an important aspect of this job and building a retirement plan. So let's talk about you guys for a minute. And before we get into, put all the financial stuff aside, right? Let's talk about one thing you want people to know about each of you personally.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I try to live my life where I want to bring value to other people. And so I know you said leave the finance out. So whether that's my clients or my, you know, my family and some of the volunteer things, you know, that I do in the community. I want to bring value to other people and have relationships with other people. That's really what's most important to me.
Yeah. And I would go on, you know, it's similar really for me. And I think Brent and I are quite a bit alike, but I think when I really break it down, the big thing for me is relationships, and whether that's relationships with my family, with clients, with good friends. I feel very fortunate that I'm surrounded with some really good people in my life, both family and friends. And those relationships are so important. And you really see that when you go through things like this COVID situation the whole country's in, the whole world's in, how important those relationships really are.
Yeah, that's very true. We're all learning a lot about that. We're spending a lot of time with those close to us right now, for sure. When you guys have your office in Jackson, that's where you're based, and you serve all that kind of mid-Michigan area. What do you like most about Jackson and about living in Michigan, being a part of that community?
I just think Jackson is an incredible place to raise a family. There's really genuine, good people in this community. And so that, you know, that's the biggest thing that I would take from it, is I really enjoy the people here. And the schools, I think, are great. Dan and I have been actively involved. I'm currently sit on the Board of Education at Western School District. And I know Dan's been on the board at Lumen Christi. So we both take that area of the community really to heart. Education is obviously important to both of us.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, in general, Jackson's it's a neat part of the state, because we've got, number one, just from a geography location, if we want to go to a Tigers baseball game or a Michigan or Michigan State football game, it's all pretty close, you know, within an hour, hour and a half. So we're close to things like that. But right here in Jackson, we've got some beautiful lakes. We've got outdoor areas if you like to ride your bike or like to jog or do things like that. It's just a really nice little place to be.
Seems like you guys are pretty active. What do you do when you're away from the office? I know finance eats up a lot of your time, but when you do have that free time, what all are you doing?
I think we both like to golf, I can tell you that.
Yeah, nice. That's very nice. Who's better?
But I think we're pretty similar.
Yeah, pretty even, actually.
Probably depends on the day, right? Yeah. Like everything.
But, right.
And I think, you know, really spending time with our family. Like in the summertime, we've got a pool at our house. So that's where we spend a lot of our time, cooking out and being in the pool. We're close to Clark Lake, which is a really nice lake. We've got good friends out there that allow us to keep a little speedboat we've got out there at their dock. So things like that, when we're not at work, I think take up a lot of my time personally.
Yeah, and a lot the same. I enjoy golf and fishing, spending time with my family. I have a big extended family in the area, and we're together pretty often. My wife and I have four kids, and so they keep me busy, working around the house, all those types of things.
Well, we're recording this and launching this show in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic and the health crisis, and we've all been kind of stuck in our houses for a while when this show first is recorded. But take me back to the last place you visited. What was the last trip you took? I know we're all kind of longing for that next vacation that we can get out to, but what was the last trip you guys took?
Well, I was actually pretty fortunate. We, in February, spent some time down in Florida, my wife, my two youngest kids, and we actually went to Disney, which, you know, we may be one of the last people that go there for quite a while.
Wow, yeah.
And so we had a fantastic time, you know, quality time with my two youngest. They're 6-year-old twins. And so they were perfect age for it. And we had an absolute blast.
Yeah, and mine's pretty simple. It was actually like President's Day weekend in February. We went up north skiing up by, kind of northern Michigan, Petoskey area. And it was just kind of a long weekend, so it wasn't a big trip by any means, but it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of people from the Jackson area that tend to go up to that area of the state for skiing, especially on those long weekends. So it was a lot of fun. Got to see a lot of people and hung out with the family. And kids love the skiing, so that was great.
Is there pretty good skiing in Michigan?
I would say it's okay. I mean, if you're a skier, it's probably not great, like compared right. to, you know, out west or something like that. But it at least it's something to do, right?
I gotcha. Well, let's talk about the podcast a little bit before we close out this kind of introductory episode. And I want to kind of get an idea. I know you guys worked in radio and did some radio for a little while and enjoyed that. But this podcast, what made you choose to go this direction and launch this show?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we did the radio, we really enjoyed it. And we had a lot of positive feedback from clients and other folks in the community that they were learning quite a bit from it. Our big challenge was we're pretty busy within our firm. And so we didn't have the time to do that because it was, you know, a couple hours every week to put that on. And so what we decided was this was a great way to continue to get content out, but do it in a way that fit our schedules a little bit better. So I think it'll work out great.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And we're going to try to record not super timely for a lot of episodes. It'll be more just kind of big picture financial conversations along the way. You know, what kind of specific topics do you think we'll be getting into?
I think, you know, a lot of the stuff we're really looking to cover is just big picture financial planning, especially for around the retirement area. There's so many complex topics that people really struggle with. And what we find is sometimes they do the old Google search and they
right.
they try to get an yeah. answer to a question. And the problem is, and you know, anyone that's worked in this industry for very long knows that every single family is so unique. You know, you may share some characteristics with a friend or a family member, but what they're doing with their finances doesn't necessarily mean you should be doing the same thing, because there can be some subtle differences in your family versus theirs that makes, you know, planning much different. And so we want to basically give you thought-provoking ideas and concepts to think about so that you can understand, hey, I really need to get good professional help to make good choices for my family.
Well, it sounds like your ideal listener then for the show is probably someone that's looking for education and for information and just to learn more about that process.
Yeah. I mean, we love to work with people who have questions and are motivated to improve their situation. You know, we want to help them make wise decisions with their money so that they can achieve the things that are most important to them.
Well, that's awesome. Any other final thoughts on this podcast before we wrap it up? Just kind of what to expect, you know, the ideal client maybe you want to work with down the road, or just any kind of final words of wisdom before we depart.
Yeah, I would say I know Brent as well is really excited about it because, like I say, we had some great feedback. We found that people really enjoy podcasts. It's kind of a different world, yeah. Whether it's sitting on the lawnmower and listening to it or just in the car if you travel and want something outside of the regular music to listen to. And I think we're really going to be able to provide some great value for people and families. And that's exciting for us because that's our goal as a company, is to really help people make great choices so they can have, you know, the life that they want to have around their money.
Well, you're exactly right. I'm looking forward to this this journey with you guys, because I know a lot of people during the quarantine have also kind of discovered podcasting because, you know, you're looking for new things to consume. And it's not just all Netflix and TV all the time. You know, you got to do yard work, or you want to get out of the house and get an exercise or workout, whatever it is. And you've discovered podcasting, and hopefully people will find the show that way. So let me make sure everybody knows you can find these guys, Dan Reese and Brent Oliver, a couple different places. You can find them online, averywealth.com. There are a lot of resources up there on the website. They'll be adding more and more as the year goes along, so be sure to check that out. Plus, we're going to archive every single podcast on the website at averywealth.com. Their office is right there in Jackson. And have you guys been open to during this whole process, or are you doing work primarily virtually?
Well, we're actually in the office. There's only three of us in the office working, so we're able to keep our social distancing. We have not been able to have clients in the office or anything like that, but okay. We've been doing a lot of stuff like most people over, you know, Zoom meetings and things like that, so we can continue to talk with clients and give them advice through all of this.
Well, you guys work with everybody across the mid-Michigan area, and you can reach them also along with the website at 517-783-1695. And make sure to whatever podcasting app you choose to use, we're going to be on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all the major podcasting platforms. Go ahead and hit subscribe so then we have that new episode released. You'll get it automatically on your phone or device that you're using, and you'll be able to listen to these guys in the Retirement Cafe wherever you are, wherever you go, and on your own schedule, which is part of this, the beauty of podcasting. So Dan, Brent, appreciate this opening episode. Good to know you guys. Get to know more about your business and the podcast. I'm excited to start launching these financial episodes and conversations as we go forward.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it as well. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.